Chatbiz listeners' questions. Number one.
I run a mobile cafe doing the shows and would like to expand my business by buying another van and getting somebody else to run it. What should I consider?
I think you have to consider, first of all, whether you want them as an employee or whether you're going to ask them to work for you on a contract basis. If you need to look at the show season, how long the show season is for, and whether you can offer a block of work, which might determine you giving them an employment contract basis, or if it's spasmodic and casual, then maybe you go down the self-employment route.
Is there such a thing as a casual employee?
Legally, there's not any more. People now are self-employed or employed. The third category is a worker. So there are three categories now.
Right.
But the easiest way of handling that situation would be to make decisions based on the length of time that you'd probably need them and whether those exhibitions were back-to-back and whether it was a 6 months or a year. There have been cases over the years with fishermen and nurses and things like that where they've let people go for 3 months because there's been no work and then asked them to come back. And a lot of those cases have become linked now because they could regularly demonstrate they were doing that year in, year out. So I think it's a question of looking at what you really need and then making a decision of whether you want a contract of employment or a contract for service. And the contract for service would then be self-employment. And the individual would then need to register themselves with HMRC as self-employed.
If I employ somebody on that basis, am I legally responsible for them paying their tax?
No, they're responsible.
Right. So I have got no legal responsibilities apart from the health and safety towards them?
Yes.
Presumably, though, that you have to be a little bit careful in that instance, that because the IR35 regulations that sort of can fall into place on that, can't they, if they're self-employed, but they're not actually declaring it, you could end up becoming responsible for them.
Well, I think anybody who goes self-employed has to be aware that they shouldn't really be working only for one person.
Right.
They should be consciously looking for work from a number of sources.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you don't want, clearly, is a case where the revenue begin to demonstrate that there is possibly an employment bond,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll be looking for back payments on national insurance and things like that.
Would it be sufficient in the example that Karen has quoted you to say, well, the employment was only there for 3 months, for example, because that's the length of time that the shows are and that's all I'm offering them? Is that... because during that period, potentially, they would be working for you full-time.
Well, one way through that would be to offer a fixed-term contract.
Right.
Which would mean that you would obviously be taxing and national insurance payments going through for that period. And then if they were doing something else out with what you were doing with them, they'd then have to fill that in on a tax return.
Right.
Yeah, so... in that situation, if it was a block, a fixed-term contract might be a better idea.
Right.
Okay.